The first thing, because we won't be here next Sunday, and some of you will not be in Birmingham, next week is Father's Day, next Sunday, and I wish to wish all the fathers present on my behalf, on Father Abbott's behalf, and on behalf of the monks and nuns back home, a very happy Father's Day. And if all the fathers present will kneel, I will give you a special blessing. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos et maniat semper. Amen. And may God bless you all the rest of your days. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Cast all your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. My good people, I know with everything that's going on in the world, with all that chaos, all the wars and all the rumors of wars, and all the threats and the violence and the terrorism, and all the mix-ups in our own families, I know we sometimes become more than a little discouraged. We can't help but wonder sometimes, maybe, at least in the back of our minds, God, are you there? Are you listening? Do you really care? Sometimes I think our prayers become prayers of desperation, prayers of demanding. Sometimes I think when we ask God for something, we expect the answer that we have in our minds already, and we become disappointed and upset when God doesn't answer our prayer that way. My good people, God does care. And if He could feel pain now, His heart would be bleeding for each one of us. He knows the tears and the pain and the hardship that we are going through. But we must remember, His ways are not our ways. He's so infinitely more knowledgeable than we are. We only see the little short-term picture. We don't see the overall picture that He sees. We only see ourselves in our own little world. We don't see how our suffering helps somebody on the other side of the earth. But God does. I know it's very hard to understand pain and suffering. It seems to be pointless, useless, senseless. But this is where trust comes in. If pain was useless, would God have asked it of His Son, His own beloved Son, who is God Himself? If pain was useless, would our Lord have suffered as He did? We must not question God's ways. We must trust. He takes our pain if we accept it as a gift from Him. And I know, it sounds very strange to think of pain and suffering and heartbreak and torture and terror as a gift from God. But it is. He allows it. He may not actively will it, because he cannot will that which may be evil, or evil may come from. But he does allow it, his permissive will, because he knows the good that will come from it. He carried his cross. He asks that we do nothing different, but carry ours also. The trouble is, we sometimes don't recognize this particular pain or this particular torment of mind or body as the cross that our Lord is offering us. We fail to see it as a personal gift from Him. If only I could convey to each one of you that fact, that our sufferings are a gift from our Lord. We are most like Christ the more we suffer. And we accept that suffering. We don't fight it. When we fight it, all we do is add to our cross. We're carrying two crosses instead of one. If we accept our crosses, we carry them together with our Lord. And whether we feel it or not, He is there, and He is helping us. And our cross that we are willingly carrying is doing untold amount of good that only He alone knows. When we pray, let us not ask God to take the cross away, but rather let us ask Him for the faith and the love and the strength to carry that cross as He would carry it Himself, as He carried His own cross for love of us. We must also ask our Lord for patience. The patience to put up with our crosses, to carry our crosses. At the same time that we have to put up with those around us who are adding to our crosses, either on purpose or accidentally. And do we ever stop to think that we may be adding to our neighbor's crosses also? After all, who among us is perfect? As we read in the Holy Rule and on commentaries on the Holy Rule, we are each other's hair shirts. We are each other's crosses. So my good people, instead of praying desperately or demandingly, instead of demanding our Lord to answer your prayers, our prayers, the way we think they should be answered, instead of asking for deliverance, let us ask God, rather, that His will, whether it be active or passive, be perfectly fulfilled in each one of us. If we but unite our wills to His completely and unreservedly, with no qualifications attached, my good people, if we do that, heaven is assured us. We have the words of our Lord on that. May God bless each one of you in a special way, and may He help each one of us to bear our crosses now and in the future. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.